The proposed development of an industrial park in the Lawnville area on the west side of St John has seen members of the community strongly oppose the project, claiming that it threatens to cause extensive damage to wetlands and mature forest, and would see industry encroaching on residents of the city. Members of Lawnville's representative committee spoke about the proposed industrial park at a busy meeting on Wednesday evening at Lawnville Community Centre. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Lawnville resident Leah Alexander at the meeting on Wednesday and heard members of the representative committee speaking, including Alexander herself, about their opposition. While the city states that the proposed development is an expansion of the Spruce Lake Industrial Park, Lawnville residents have suggested that it would essentially be a new industrial park near to the smaller Spruce Lake Park. They have also raised questions about the completeness of the EIA, the Environmental Impact Assessment.
Our argument has never been that the process has been rushed. Our argument was like the EIA itself.
So my name's Leah Alexander. I'm a Lawnville resident and a member of the Lawnville Task Force. Our major concerns with this industrial park expansion or proposed industrial park expansion is the actual wetlands, a large portion of wetland and mature forest that we're really concerned about losing. It's a very biodiverse ecosystem that really can't be duplicated. And then our other concern is from like our community perspective is changes to our quality of life, and that being said, like noise, pollution, any of those things that would come from heavy industrial. I know it's been touted that these things could be clean energy or green energy, but none of that's for sure. So there's always the what if, and that's causing a lot of stress and is quite scary for members of the community.
Local 107.3 FM also spoke with General Manager of St John Industrial Parks, Ian McKinnon, about the city's position on the proposal.
I grew up in this area. I'm a St. Johner, and I've been involved at a municipal government level for 10 plus years. And I can say with certainty, this is one of the biggest opportunities for this area that I've witnessed in a very, very long time. I want young people to have the ability, should they choose, to live and work here. I want other families to move and work here. I want St. John to prosper. And I think this checks a lot of boxes for us. And I think it's a fabulous once in a generation type opportunity.
From the Lawnville residents, the questions kind of they seem to have. I did want to kind of get some impression of your response to the importance of the local ecosystem and whether that environmental impact assessment was comprehensive enough, really.
My involvement has been with this particular file has been since late December, where there was a series of meetings scheduled with a community liaison committee. Over the series of those meetings, they entailed about 25 plus hours of discussions, and those discussions led to the development of a document that is now posted on shapeyourcitystjohn.ca. And that document's about 98 pages long. And a lot of what was heard at those meetings is in that document and went a long way in shaping what will become the new bylaw, a new bylaw for that particular zone of land. And in that are all of the safeguards that go to the responsible development, I'll say, if it's to be rezoned for that particular area.
Okay, I mean, I think that's the question that seems to be coming up as to how there can be development there without damage to the ecosystem. And their argument was also that the full process of the EIA was considerably shorter than for the Birchill Wind project. Is that correct?
The environmental impact assessment is ongoing. It's not complete. It's still happening now. As far as the length of it and it being short or even long, I couldn't comment on the timing, but I can tell you that it's ongoing and not finished. I can also tell you that any significant project in that particular area has to go for go through a formalized environment impact assessment, as well as the rigor that the municipality puts forward with regard to local zoning and restrictions. The lands are currently owned by the province. If there was a project put forward, the province could conceivably, or a project would require an EIA at a provincial level if the land is rezoned in the municipality for a particular use, and there's a project put forward, an EIA could be triggered. Like those things are not dependent on each other, I would say.
I'm going to kind of like put some of the city's arguments to you as well, because for example, their site, their website says that the city's engaged in meaningful and unprecedented ways. I mean, what are your feelings about the transparency and kind of like openness to consultation?
I mean, from the very beginning of this process, it hasn't been transparent. We're asking questions and we're getting one answer and then we're getting a different answer from someone else. That continued with the task force, where we were told things one meeting and then the next meeting told something very different. Everything that we've been told, we don't trust it, because it's they come back and say something very different.
And so kind of connected to that, I mean, in terms of the communication to the broader community in St. John, what issues have you found with the way in which the city's kind of communicated what is actually happening or what their plans are?
Yeah, I mean, like, we talked tonight about, like, them saying that they could fit, I think they said 50 King Squares in this buffer zone. But they're saying, like, side by side, not the distance or, like, the width of the buffer zone. But when they say it like that, people think, like, oh, that's a huge buffer. But it's, like, the way that they're saying these things that make it seem better than it is. Even the map that was presented, the legend of the map that shows the different buffer zones, and it's showing like the cumulative distance, not the distance of each buffer. So when you look at the map, it looks like, oh, that's a really big buffer zone. But it's really not. Even though it may be the biggest in the city, it's not something that we're satisfied with. It's not something that we think is going to protect our health and safety.
Alexander also pointed to policy LU77 of the City of St. John Municipal Plan, which states, where there are heavy industrial land uses which emit pollution or present possible safety risks, Common Council consider the use of the best practice guideline of 1.5 kilometres as an appropriate separation distance and or buffer from incompatible land uses.
I would like, as the general manager of St. John Industrial Parks, to have an ongoing type discussion and committee on how those parks evolve, or how this piece of land evolves. So all that to say, you know, I've been listening, we've listened, there's lots of data developed in a document, and I think the offer still stands for that to continue.
What are the issues being in terms of the environmental impact assessment? I mean, are you confident it has been fully assessed?
No, not at all. I mean, we have had so many issues with the EIA from the very beginning. There's so many things that were just completely omitted. A lot of desktop analysis, so not actually like going out into the field, a lot of desktop analysis used from other, you know, things in the area. Errors in the size of the land. That's why we have been asking from the beginning for a comprehensive EIA, or to one to be redone. Even though, as you know, maybe incomplete as we feel that it is, still states that this is a high functioning wetland and mature forest. So whether you put light industry there or heavy industry there, you're still destroying this habitat. There's lines in the EIA that say that members of the Lawnville community fully embrace the development of an industry, which is obviously, you've seen tonight, is completely not true.
They're painting us as, you know, that we don't want it in our backyard. So our whole thing is like, we weren't being listened to, we weren't being heard.
The proposed rezoning is set to be considered by the City Common Council on May 12th. Before then, Lawnville residents are planning an information session, as well as a rally in front of City Hall. The rally is planned to take place on Saturday, May 10th, and more information can be found at the Save Lawnville Facebook page. This is Ione Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.